Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Bogdanović pushing. Travels, they don't call it, instead he turns it over. Fast break the other way. Harris down the middle of the lane, rotates to the corner. And this ball fakes a three, now fires and hits. Down 25.
Hey, this is Joe Ingles. This is your Jazz Game Rewind.
I am Torrey Rees, and this is your Jazz Game Rewind. A little deja vu for your Utah Jazz as they wouldn't quite give up a 40-point lead in the first half, but they would surrender a 26-point lead, this time to the Philadelphia 76ers before the half, largely because lackluster second quarter on their part. They would end up losing by a score of 103-94. They would show a little fight in the fourth quarter, but it was a little too late in this one. Rudy Gobert, not all negatives, would finish with 27 points and 12 rebounds. But like I said, that second quarter killed them with shots like this coming from all over the place.
Last night, the Jazz missed 17 of 18 shots, and they're doing it again. Left side three, Thybulle up and in. Quinn Snyder timeout. Wow.
Despite the fact that the Utah Jazz shot better from the field, shooting 46% as opposed to the Philadelphia 76ers 40%, they would give up 13 three-pointers to the 76ers, who shot 50% from deep. And that was a troubling sign throughout the night. But like I said, they would storm back there in the third quarter and closing out the fourth quarter with a little run from Rudy Gobert.
Back to Embiid, left side now. Ennis will try it again from the left side. No. Rebound Niang. Can the Jazz get into single digits? 93-81. Lob to the rim. Gobert layup. Beautiful play by George Niang. Seeing Rudy Gobert, it's a 10-point game.
And that takes us to our player of the game. Like I said, Rudy Gobert would finish with 27 points on 11 of 15 shooting to go along with 12 rebounds. He really ignited that second half push, but it was a little too late. That stat of the night is going to be also 60 points. Yes, the Utah Jazz would get 60 points in the paint as opposed to 36 from the 76ers. Unfortunately, the 76ers would be shooting a lot more threes and making them than the Utah Jazz. But let's get you into the fourth quarter, a little fourth quarter action for you, and a big run for the Utah Jazz as they would cut it into single digits. Let's get you out to David Locke and Ron Boone, who are on the call.
Rudy's 22 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists tonight. Second free throw from Rudy is good. All right, 10-point game, 2:44 left. Left side, Harris, comes off a pick. Pull up, free throw line, jumper, good. That's been their go-to guy, Tobias Harris, in the last few possessions. And Harris now has 24 without Josh Richardson tonight. He is their answer. Little runner by it. Ingles, no good. Rebound Embiid, and that'll probably do it. Down 12 without the basketball with 2:16 left.
Now that spot there by Harris, he's a 50% shooter from that spot. That's about
it's where the mid-range becomes valuable.
18 feet away.
I'm going to give you a little credit here in a second if I can. He needs Harris. Bad pass. Stolen by Donovan. Push ahead to Ingles. Donovan goes to the right corner. Ennis tethered to him. Donovan takes a dribble. Now takes a contested three. Misses. Rebound comes down to Simmons, 1:48 left. Ron, to your point on Donovan pulling up earlier, this year on mid-range shots, so twos that are out of the paint, he's 51% Offensive foul on Ben Simmons driving on Joe Ingles. So you're absolutely right. He's done a great job. That's 51% on a mid-range shot in a half-court possession, you bet. His floater, going into tonight, he was 34%.
Yeah, that's not a high-percentage shot from that. He's, floater is usually, what, 6 to 8 feet away, 5 feet away, somewhere in there. Just depends on, you know, how close you can get to that restricted area.
He's taken 115 of them coming into tonight. Ooh. Gobert, hard drive with the left hand, scores it over Embiid, and Rudy's got 25 points and 12 rebounds, and Brent Brown will take a timeout. 112 left, 99-89, left block Harris. He's got 26, turnaround jumper short. Offensive rebound, Simmons passes to Harris, who's standing out of bounds. Ben Simmons has 14 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists.
He's just, those are his numbers. It's like he can pencil in somewhere around there, 1 or 2 points or 1 assist and maybe 1 rebound, and you'll be pretty close to his game.
Joe Ingles closed at point guard with and hit a three here with Mike Conley out. 99-92, Jazz within 7, and they commit a foul on Ben Simmons. It'll just be their 4th foul, but anytime Ben Simmons touches the ball, the Jazz are going to foul him.
Is this going to be a hack of Simmons?
Absolutely. He's a terrible free throw shooter. He's 0 for 4.
We haven't seen that in a few
years. And we'll watch him run away from the basketball. Here comes the inbound to Ennis. Jazz trap Ennis. They didn't foul him, and the Kane Fitzgerald assumes they are fouling him. I don't think the Jazz were fouling Ennis there. I think they're planning to try to, they're double teaming him to make him pass back to Simmons. And what I'm going to guess is the first time in his NBA career, Royce O'Neal fouls out of a game.
Well, Simmons, Ennis is 77% there from the field, and that is the first disqualification for Royce O'Neal this year.
101-92. The only good thing is the 2 to 4 inches of snow they're supposed to hit Philadelphia. They come. Another brilliant pick and roll by Joe Ingles. And Rudy Gobert dunks.
A new season high.
We open the game, and Brett Brown takes a timeout. I'm not. 42 seconds left. If the Jazz. The Jazz will try to let Ben Simmons end up with the basketball in his hand so they can foul Ben Simmons. They are not guarding Simmons as he inbounds. Niang will now double-team the first person who has the ball, and it's Embiid, and he fouled him. I don't think he meant to. So the word is Quinn wanted to challenge the over and back, which he's not allowed to challenge. Embiid makes both free throws, 103-94 with 41 seconds left. Quinn gets to run a timeout play here. Ingles goes behind his back by Simmons, hands it off to Gobert, but it's bobbled. Picked up by Embiid, and that'll probably do us. 20 turnovers. Nice round number for the Jazz. They'll have to take care of their ball handling. The 20 turnovers.
Yes, exciting stuff there, but it was just a little too late. But you like that they would actually show a little fight and determination after a long, long road trip where the Jazz saw just one win out of 5 road games. They'll be happy to be back home, and you can welcome them back home as they take on the Los Angeles Lakers, led by LeBron James and Anthony Davis. They have the NBA leading record of 17-3. You can get your Jazz tickets at utahjazz.com to check them out on Wednesday, on December the 4th. For more breakdown and analysis on tonight's game, go to utahjazz.com/lockedonjazz to hear David Locke and Ron Boone break down the game on Emptying the Noggin. This has been your Jazz Game Rewind. I'm Toy Rees. Have a good night.